Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of McLain's glove, towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Frian and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bill Frian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frian is 0 for 1 in the game. Frian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Frian moves to second. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. There goes Frian trying to get to home. Barry throws the ball into McNerney who tags Frian who's trying to score from second, for the out. Euler moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 1 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt bunts towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. McAuliffe moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jack Fisher now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Cash moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McLain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. McLain moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive towards center. Barry catches it and throws to second to double up McLain. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Berry reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Pretty now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aparicio. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Willie Horton. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Pretty covering, for the out. Stanley moves to third. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McLean hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt bunts towards the mound. Pretty fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Jerry McNerney. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.